There's an active attempt to crunch down on our Second Amendment rights. Let's be honest. We talk about it on the show quite often, but the federal government doesn't want you owning guns. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. That's why they're prosecuting so many Americans that do defend themselves. They're meant to instill fears into the hearts of so many, and well, it's unacceptable, it's un-American, and we have to push back. That's the key to all of this, is pushing back against those who don't want you to defend yourself. And well, my next guest is somebody who is actively looking to push back on that. She's a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and she strongly believes in being able to defend yourself. Let's bring in Lily Tang Williams. She is a congressional candidate in the state of New Hampshire. Lily, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. I just saw a video of you go viral, and I want our audience to see it because, well, you held the line when David Hogg, one of the Parkland shooters, one of the Parkland survivors, was trying to push back on Second Amendment rights, and you held the line. Let's take a listen.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me, a gun owner tonight, our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Lily, I love the fact that you stood up to him and spoke to him and told him about what goes on in China because, well, it's so important. We talk about it all the time here. So tell us, how did the conversation go after you made these comments to David? Because I heard he was at least polite at the end of all of this.
Well, he was respectful and his answer was like all over the map and was kind of self-contradicting. He did say sorry what happened, and I think he's just young. He's a product of American education and kind of indoctrinated to believe government, and believe government is like almost like the solutions for everything. And I don't, because I survived communist China. I think lots of times the government has tendency to become tyrants and wanted to rule over us, and all Chinese people today are disarmed. That's why you got 1.4 billion Chinese don't have freedom, and they have to comply or they get locked up. And I hope our young people, will know, more about history, what happened throughout human history. When you not free and you don't have guns, you have no way to protect yourself, your family, your private property. And that's what happens in communist China.
Yeah, and I think it's so important for young people to understand. I mean, I say it all the time. When I was young, I'll say it, I was dumb and I didn't really understand these issues. And it's important to understand history, understand what happens when you can't protect yourself and when you can't protect yourself against your own government. And so I think that's interesting. David's also young, and so I'll give him that, but he is heavily involved in politics, so he has a lot of lessons to learn. Did you have a conversation with him afterwards regarding any of that? And was there anyone really at the event also who was open to discussing this with you?
Well, I did go up to him at the end of their debate between, Spike Cohen, my friend, and David Hogg, and I shook hands with him. I said, I appreciate you coming here. And I'm sorry you went through the tragedy, the shooting in his schools and what happened to his mother. And he was very respectful. We shook hands. And I just told him that, David, you need to learn the history and Google Mao's Cultural Revolution, what happened to Red Guards, the young people who were used by Mao to achieve, his godlike leader status. And basically for politics, and later they did not end well. They were thrown under the bus and they went to Counter-Strike to be re-educated for 10 years, like my uncle generation. So I wish we would have a one-to-one conversation someday. I wish him well, but he right now he's young and he's doing his leftist activism. But I'm hoping that because that my one question will stay in his head for a while, until someday it will grow into a liberty tree.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so too. Honestly, Lily, I mean, he has so much to learn. I know a lot of even the Parkland parents, they don't agree with him. And so I think he needs to kind of figure that out because, you know, immediately after the Parkland shooting, he was used like so many as a political prop, and the left loves doing that, and they push you forward, and it's kind of, it's for someone his age, it could be very confusing. And then you have to continue to go with the narrative because, well, people know you as this leftist who's pushing for gun control around the country, and it kind of makes you a celebrity. And so it's hard to kind of scale back from then, from that, but I hope he does. I really do hope he does. Now, Lily, like I mentioned in your opening, you are running for Congress in New Hampshire. It's a very competitive race right now. Tell us a little bit about what's going on right now in your race and what you're looking to do.
Or like there are like about 7 Republicans in a primary, which is September 10th. I have been running this campaign for 9 months. I have built a very strong volunteer team. I have 52 endorsements from the current state legislators. And of course, I got on national media. I do lots of interviews. I have been fighting for liberty in this country for past 10 years. My first op-ed actually is Guns Against Tyranny. I testified to stop the gun control by Democrats in Colorado. And back in 2013, when they're trying to ban, limit the magazines. And of course, they are going even more worse now today. And I want people to support me because I am a totally outsider, and I'm really sympathetic towards working class people. And I think the politicians who are elected by the people should really represent the people and serve the people. And I just promise people that, you know what, I heard you, inflation, cost everything's going up, border crisis, community resources are drained to serve the illegals. And we don't want to become like Massachusetts here in New Hampshire. And of course, Biden administration, they're trying to erase the difference between legal immigrants like me who earn my citizenship, who embrace American ideals and want to come here, work hard and live American dream. And he's incentivized those illegals coming here and cut the front of lines. It's not fair. It's un-American. He is doing that on purpose, trying to get those people quick legal status to become, workers and to vote. So people got to understand that what they're doing is actually not representing America as a rule of law society. And cut in front of the lies and punish people like my brother waiting in China for 13 years with my sponsorship. And he first 5 years, he could not even become public burden on social welfare. But those people are being punished right now, still waiting.
Well, that's the big problem here. So many Republicans we support, and this is where it gets misrepresented in the media. As a Republican, you support immigration. We support legal immigration. We do not support illegal immigration. That's what's going on right now in our country. You know, you're coming from China, obviously, and you came to this country legally, but we're constantly seeing all of these illegal Chinese migrants flooding into our southern border. Lily, are you concerned? Because a lot of these men who are coming in are just that, men of military age, and they're flooding into our country right now. So is this something that you see as concerning?
Very rare. This is a national security threat and plus humanitarian crisis. And it's not easy for Chinese and to flee the country. I had to get the government permission to quit my job, go apply for passport. And I do get it. Some people will take a lifetime risk to leave China for freedom, but they also, created this huge opportunity for Chinese operatives come to this country do harm to us. I mean, there are already so many Chinese spies in our country being infiltrated here for past 20 something years. And you say when Xi Jinping visited California, you got a pro-CCP, anti-CCP, two Chinese American groups fighting each other, getting into physical fight. Right? It's like, why? They're in California, lots of them, and New York too. So why do we want to even open up more rooms for those Chinese, potential spies and military people to come in here to harm to us? It's like make you question, what's going on? Do people worry about our country borders and our national security? It's like when you look at question those kind of policies by Democrats, by Biden, then they say, oh, you are racist. You don't like those people coming here. I think when they label people like that without having real substantial conversations, open debate about that means they are just use that identity politics as a tactic to divide people and to shut people down. I don't buy that because I have seen that technique in China before.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what it's meant to do. And the administration continues to say that they're trying to bring Americans together, but they're not. This is very divisive, and it's intentionally so. And you also mentioned, the agents who have come over from China, and they're both in California and New York. I mean, Lily, when I saw this was months, I mean, this had to be maybe 2, 3 years ago, when I saw that the CCP opened up a police station in Queens, New York, and nobody did anything in this country. We just allowed them to do so. Tell our audience a little bit, because I know exactly what they do, but let's talk about what the CCP does when they open up a secret police station in Queens, New York. What are they doing there? What is their business?
Well, of course, they were in New York City. You just saw Chuck Schumer not long ago on the same stage with Chinese consulate in New York City with Adam, the mayor, the governor. They all were listening to Chinese anthem. He was waving a Chinese flag. So if you are talking about infiltration, they are inside of government, cozy with our politicians. Where is our loyalty? I mean, if we think China is our number one national security threat, don't you think we should have more government oversight, congressional oversight? And they talk about, get ready to fight China, in Taiwan Strait. But at the same time, your national policy, foreign policy with China does not make sense. Yellen just went to China. She said decoupling is not an option. I understand business people, they want to make profits, they want to benefit from the, big market. But as a politicians, you're supposed to, figure out what is right foreign policy. China is laughing at us. We are naive. We let them come in, and Biden's Green New Deal, those climate change policies actually benefit China, who has the 80% of world battery, on technologies and products. And we rely on them lots of things, and then we allow Confucius Institute come to our schools and colleges, indoctrinate our children to make China look glorious. So there's lots of propaganda going on. Why is our government doing that? American citizens need to know the truth and need to question who is benefits from that kind of policies and who is making money, whose families making money from China market. Then, just follow the money, question your politicians, like say, why are you doing that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what everyone needs to do. Now, Lily, you are, like we mentioned, running for Congress right now. And if those who are watching want to learn more about your campaign, I'd highly recommend they head over to lilytangwilliams.com. We have it there. It's also going to be in the description as well. That's so they can learn more about your campaign, find ways to help contribute to it as well. You're looking for grassroots support. So this is a great way for those at home to do so. Lily, is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience before we head on out?
Well, I'm also very active on social media like X, Facebook. I'm not so effective there because, they just shadow ban me. But X, I'm very active. And I always tell people that I'm running because I really hate to see, I fear this country is becoming a more authoritarian country. That's why I asked David that question. You cannot guarantee me this, the government will never become tyrannical. Then you're trying to advocate for gun control instead of talk about real problems for mass shootings, which is gun-free zones, mental health issues, moral breakdown of the Americans. There are lots of issues we can talk about. But every time there's a mass shooting, guess what the liberals do, Democrats do? Gun control in the Congress and use young people to do that. So I hope that David will watch some of my interviews and to see, am I being used to achieve their agenda? Because eventually we're all being enslaved once they take over.
Yeah. No, Lily, I completely agree with that. And it's disturbing. It's sad. We're watching our country fall apart, but that's why it's so important to get people like you into Congress to fight for us. So again, folks, you got to head over to lilytangwilliams.com. Find out how you could support her campaign. All efforts are greatly appreciated. Thank you, Lily, for joining us, and thank you for speaking up for Americans all across the country. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.